This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I said that broken relationships are often the result of selfishness. How do you actually rebuild a relationship? We've really got to get on with people. The Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 4, each of you should not look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. I think it's God's favourite place to teach you selfishness. Where? The family and with your friends, because these are the people that you get closest to. They're the ones that you get up close on a regular basis. It's very easy to be selfless in a crowd, but when you're in a relationship with other people, then you have to give and take. Now, you've got to learn to get along with people who might be different from you with different personalities and backgrounds. And one special way that can happen is by listening to people. Very simple, but do you know that listening is one of the greatest gifts that you can give another person? Because you're giving them your time. It's far more important than your money, actually. You can always get more money, but you've only got a certain amount of time in life. So when you give somebody your attention, give them your ear, you're actually giving them a part of your life. This is selfless. It was David Augsburger who said, being heard is so close to being loved that for the average person, they're almost the same thing. We want to be listened, but unfortunately not many of us are good listeners. But here are some little tips I've found. Give the speaker your full attention. Step into that person's shoes. You know, feel what they're feeling and then back out of that. Avoid judging or interpreting what they're saying and repeat back as accurately as you can what you heard them say. And when you think they're done, you say, is there anything else? And when they're done, ask, of everything you've shared with me today, what's the most important thing that you want me to remember? It's not a trick, because selfishness destroys relationships, but selflessness builds them up. There's another thing that actually destroys relationships, and it's the old problem of pride, because pride destroys relationships. The Bible says, Proverbs 13:10, pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Pride shows up in a lot of different ways. It shows up in criticism. If you're critical of other people, and if you tend to be judgmental of other people, looking down on them, and you have a pride problem, and that's the reason you're critical. You've got a pride problem. You tend to be competitive or comparing yourself with others. Look at her dress compared to mine, or look at his car compared to mine. Or you're always comparing salaries or husbands or children. You know what? There is a pride problem there, and that comparing spirit of looking at somebody else, comparing them, is a problem. It's very difficult to get through to someone. What does it look like in relationships? Well, you always have to tell a story that tops the last story. When you're always offering advice and you're never asking for it or admitting when you've had a tough week and everybody's saying, yeah, well, I also had a tough week, but you're not interested. You never admit that someone else's problem could be worse than yours. In Proverbs 16:18, it does say, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And I love the Message paraphrase, first pride, then the crash, the bigger the ego, the harder the fall. Well, pride keeps us from saying, look, I'm sorry for that. It destroys relationships because we hurt each other. Pride destroys relationships, but you know, humility builds us up. And again, the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, says, live in harmony with one another, be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate, and be humble. And that's a pretty good model for all relationships. Live in harmony with one another. And that's what God really wants in relationships. He doesn't want this unison when we're all the same, because we're not the same. He wants the harmony there when we are all different, because harmony and humility go together. When Jesus controls our thoughts and our hearts and attitudes, you'll find that it can be much easier. Nothing's perfect in this world, but let's commit ourselves to having a healthy and a loving relationship. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge this is a hard one sometimes. We do get on each other's nerves, but Lord, there is a way where you can help us to be constructive and not destructive in our relationships with others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.